We are doing the pasuk in Mishle Beikar Perek Gimel pasuk Chav Zayin. Al Timna Toiv Mi Baalav Biyos LaEl Yadocha Asay Yadocha LaAsayis. Al Timna Toiv Mi Baalav is used by Chazal in a number of contexts. The basic yesod of this pasuk is that if you can do something for somebody, you shouldn't stand back, you shouldn't withhold. In the Zohar HaKadosh, it's used in a number of places, b'negeya Torah. If you have Torah inside of you, you're not allowed to keep it to yourself. It's a get of al-tachzik toivah la'atzmacha. The truth is, if a person has Torah, it's only because the Eibishter gave it to him. Yoiv chochma salach hakimim. Yogato umatzosa. Without siyata d'shmaya, it's not shaykh to have a kinyan in Torah. Because of that, you're really just giving back that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you. The emesin is that that's what David HaMelech said. Ki miyotcha hakoil mishaloch nosanu loch b'negeya money. When they made a tremendous nedivut salev for the building of the first Beis HaMikdash, the bayis itself, bayis rishon, so the hisnadvus, even though David HaMelech didn't build the Beis HaMikdash, dom l'roiv shafachta, ki im bincha hayoytze mechalotzecho hu yivne bayis lishmi, but afa pikein, the hisnadvus for the bayis was accomplished yet in the time of David. And the hisnadvus was extraordinary. And everybody gave with the ganzen Herzen. In fact, the Mesilas Yeshoim is masbid the pasuk that we say in Uvolat Zion Goyal. Hashem Elokei Avraham Yitzchak Shomro Zois LeOlam LeYetzer Machshavos Levav Amecha V'Ochin Levav Melecha. That this kind of madrega that you reach, that you give with such a snadvus aleiv, the Yetzer Hara doesn't like it, and he tries to undermine you, and he tries to make it dissipate. You know the famous vort that somebody once said, if he could change one sif in Shulchan Aruch, he would change the sif that says you're not allowed to write a check on Shabbos. Because by the time the person has arrived Motzai Shabbos to take out his checkbook, what he promised originally in his mind, he had an idea, the Rav warmed him up, and he was going to give $1,000, and now he's decided, you know, $50 is a nice donation. He could write the check right away, b'shas maisa. Maybe he would give the $1,000. So the idea of Shomer Zois LeOlam, you should keep that hergish going, because we know the Yetzer of Machshavos Levav Amecha. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu should make them inspired on a keseda dika basis, on a constant basis. So the fact that we give Torah, just like we give money, is really not such a big thing, because we're just giving back what we received from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that's how the Zohar learns it. In fact, if you take a look at the on the top from the Shailas Atshuvas Chaim Biyad. Chaim Biyad is Reb Chaim Palagi, one of the great Sfardi Goinim, and he was an Einikel of the Chikrei Lev. His mother's father was the Chikrei Lev, one of the great Sfardi Poiskim that the Mishnah Berurah quotes him quite often. So the Chaim Palagi in the Shalos Teshuvos Chaim Biyad has a very long arichus in his first simen about the shoichtim and their competence and all kinds of dinim that relate to that. It's a very long tshuva. In the middle of this tshuva, I would say about two-thirds of the way down, or halfway down, he mentions this pasuk of Al Timna Toiv Mi Baalav. And he says, Upirish Harav Mari Reb Yosef Chayun Zal, the Mayri B'Divrei Torah, the Ein Toiv Ela Torah. It says, Al Timna Toiv, don't withhold the Toiv. What is the ultimate Toiv? The Teretz is Ein Toiv Ela Torah. Motza Isha, Motza Toiv. The Gemara says, Amarava, Kama Toiva, Isha Toiva, Sha Torah Nimshalaba. Motza Isha, Motza Toiv. So Toiv, Ki Lekach Toiv, Nosati Lochem. So the Torah that's called Toiv, Al Timna Toiv Mi Baalav, Shelo Yimna Divrei Torah Mi Loimar LaTalmidim VeLaRe'uyim Sheheim LeBali Chochma. Those people who are deserving of hearing your Torah, you should not withhold it from them. And if you do, you're violating the pasuk in Mishlei, Al timna toiv mibala. And then he writes, the Chabad Chaim Palagi adds, Udvar Hashem befiu emes. Shekein doshu b'seifa azoya hakodosh b'kama mekoymeis al pasuk zeh. Shehu azhora shaloi limnoya divrei toira. The ein toiv ala toira, shenema ki lekach toiv. Mosheera b'seif lach lecha, dav tzadik vobo mit beis. Pashas Mishpatim, Dav Tzadik Hesam Med Aleph, Pashas Azinu, Dav Reish Tzadik Zayin Med Aleph, Yehuyin Sham. These are three places in the Zohar where they make essentially the same point, that the Torah, if you don't give it out, when you have it in you, to those people who deserve to hear it, Torah Tziva Lono Moshe, it has to be Mayrosha Kehilas Yainkim, then you're violating Al Timna Toiv Mibolov. So that's one pshat, one derech in this pasuk. Ruya means anybody that's shaykh to the parish of hearing.
Anybody wants to listen?
Yeah, because I'll tell you what. That's right. In other words, what he's trying to say is, you're not allowed to go out into the street and disseminate Torah like scattering it to the wind. It has to have a base kibbul. Like and the base kibbul has to be roi. Unlike we spoke the about it a lot. By the way, I just want to add something. Talmid shalo higia lohiro moira and misha higia lohiro ve'enoi moira are both derived from the same pasuk. Ki rabim chalolim hipila ve'atsumim kol harugeha. A number of gedolim point out that it's really toli zebazeh. Because if the Rebbe would have produced sufficient competent talmidim, then the incompetents wouldn't have a makom. So that's Kirabim Chalolim Hipila Va'atsunim Kol Harugeha. Kirabim Chalolim Hipila Talmid Shalai Higia Lohira Moira Va'atsunim Kol Harugeha that would they Magia Lohira Ve'enai Moira. The Vilna Gaon, by the way, says a very beautiful thing. We just had the parsha of the Kabbalah Satira, correct? In the Aseres HaDibros, there's the way you read Psukim and the way you read Dibros. That's called Tam Tachtein and Tam Elyon. In Loi Sirtzach, right, if it's in Psukim, there's a Patach under the Tzaddik. If it's Dibrois, there's a Komatz, because it's a Soif Pasuk, Loi Tirtzach, because it's a separate Dibra. In Psukim, it's not a separate Pasuk, but in Dibrois, it's separate. So it has a Komatz. Like any time you come to an Esnachta or a Soif Pasuk, very often the Patach turns into a Komatz. So the Vilna Gaon says, Amayri Tikazach. You shouldn't kill. There's two ways of killing. One way of killing is a Talmud that's not roi tohira, and he's Meira Halacha. Another way of killing is the person who's roi lohira, and he refuses to teach. So he says, one is by opening up when he's not supposed to. That's the Patach, Lo Sirtzach. The other one is closing when he's not supposed to. That's Komatz. That's the Vilna Gaon Zatayr. So there's two kinds of ritzichas. There's a ritzicha with an opening and a ritzicha with a closing. Higiel ha'ira, shalom higiel ha'ira. That's the Zoya. The Zoya says that you're not allowed to withhold the toiv. Now, I just want to point out something to you. What does ba'olav mean? Who's the ba'ilim? If it's talking about divrei Torah, it says, don't be moneya the toiv mi ba'olav. For example, the mefarshim here say, an oni is the ba'al hatzdaka. Because he's the person that has to get the tzedakah. Don't withhold the tzedakah that he is deserving to have. That's why he's called a bailin. If you apply it to Torah, who's the bailin? The shomeya. It's gevaldike yisayid. It's really his Torah. It's really his money. What does it remind us of? The famous Arachayim HaKadosh that I say all the time. The Arachayim asks, what is the pshat of im kesef talve esami es ha'oni imach? He says, the money that you have, if you're super wealthy, doesn't have any reason or rhyme for it. Because after you have enough money to buy even the fanciest palace and the most expensive car, v'chulu, v'chulu, you have so much left. What is all that money? So he says, I understand why a poor person is poor. There's a nisayon, there's a punishment, he needs to be poor for his avodas Hashem, whatever it is. But why does a rich have so much money? He doesn't understand it. He says, you know what it is? Hashem provides everybody. Novos, sometimes it's with bizyonis. The poor person has to stick out his hand to get his money, his own money. Where does HaKadosh Baruch Hu park that money? In the rich person's pocket. When the rich person is giving to the ani, he's like a bank teller. Now imagine you come on a Tuesday to a bank teller, and the bank teller says, today I don't feel like giving you. What are you talking about? It's my money. I deposit in the bank. So that's what the Orach Chaim HaKadosh says is the pshat of the words. Es ha'ani imach. That which belongs to the ani is with you, the Ashir. So of course you have to give it to him. What are you making a bigger production out of it? What are you so upset about? Es ha'ani imach. It's not your money. So maybe the Orach Chaim. Be that as it may, al timna toiv mi ba'olav, if it applies to the ani, but it also applies to Divrei Torah. The person who is a seersur is taking the role of Moshe Rabbeinu in every generation. Every Malamed is a little Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu's job is to give over the Torah from Hashem to the people who inherited it. Moirosha Kilas Yankiv. The Shoimeya is the Bailim. I am the bank teller. The Meiridika Yesod. Now I just want to be Moisif one more thing. Even though the Pasuk applies itself to Tzedakah, and the Pasuk also applies itself to Torah, it basically is extremely general as well. And it says, anything you can do, and particularly where no harm or consequence comes to you, you have every obligation to do it. And if you can accomplish something for somebody, and he needs it, you're not allowed to hold back. Whether it's from laziness, or from frustration, or from time concerns, or from jealousy. Sometimes a person has an ayin ra. I have something. I have a capacity. I have a physical object. If it's talking about stalker, I have Torah. Whatever it is. If I help you, you'll also have it. Meanwhile, I'm ahead of the game. So it's a meirah dikazach. If you take a look in the Medrash Shmuel, so he mentions the different midos, the arba midos, right? Benois and tzedakah, that's mentioned in Pirkei Avos. In the arba midos, benois and tzedakah, there's one midah which is called midas zdoim, and that midah is roitze sheyitain v'lo yitnu acherim. You heard that, Maisa? What kind of a crazy person is this? He wants to give. That's the hardest part. A person doesn't generally want to give tzedakah because he wants to keep the money in his own pocket. If he can hold it back. But once you're willing to give, and you give, what do you care that somebody else gives? It's a pellet de gazach. Yeah, so he writes like this. He has a merit de kipshat. We would say, like you just said, because he wants the credit for himself. He doesn't want anybody to bask in the limelight. He doesn't want anyone to share in the covet that comes from it, or in the yashikayach that comes from it, or just in the good feeling, because it's a good feeling. You know what one of the great Hasidic rabbis said? He says, Pasayach tiftach es yadcha. What's the double lashon? So he says, well, if you have a heart, you have to give, because otherwise your heart will explode. You're doing it for yourself. And then you also have to give the honey, because he needs it. It's a beautiful word. He says, the first Pasayach, you're doing it for yourself. How could you? Your plots for Magmas Nefesh. Yesterday, somebody came in there, he gave out those sheets. I think there's one still hanging around here in the Beis Medrash. So the sheet has a picture of a child that his hand got chopped up in a fish grinder, and he lost all five fingers. So I immediately took out my bichol. I don't have a penny to my name. And if Fachoyv biz in Himmel, and maybe al pi aloch, I'm not even supposed to give. But I can't help myself. I'm doing it just for myself. I'm doing it for myself. I'm a bal taiva. I can't tolerate the idea that this person should walk around miserable and he should get a dollar from this one and a dollar from that one and come out at Zabrach and a mensch. I can't. Ich kann das nicht leiden. I can't. So I'm doing it just for myself. That's the Pasayach. Then he says, Tiftach, du feyene mechet. Do it because he needs the money. This is the Yesod, Lo Yitnu Acherim. I don't want them to have all of that. I want it all for myself. But Geba Kuk the Medrash Shmuel is the Chnoira V'Oyim. You know what he says? He says, you know why you don't want the other person to give? Because you don't want him to become rich. Meiridik. He doesn't want him to become rich, so he doesn't let him give tzedakah. So I was saying to someone when I learned this a long time ago, I said to someone, maybe he has a problem with midas tzedakah, but he must be an unbelievable maimon. Because if he doesn't want the other person to become rich, it's the chassimin that he takes the aser b'shvil shetis asher very, very seriously. He's chas b'sholem. The other one's going to give money. He's going to become wealthy. What will be with me? I'll be just stop just like everybody else. I don't want to be like everybody else. I want to be the Yosher. But maybe he has a problem with me, that's no, but he doesn't have a problem with Amun and Bitochim. After Shemashu Amar Reitz Shiitim Vayitna Achirim Hu Bederech Menia Shemaynea Es Achirim, he stops them, he prevents them from giving. Bishvil Shalo Yisashru Einay Ro Bishal Achirim Valkein Maynea Oisam Shalo Yitnu Makhu Levado Yitim. I just want to add, how does he relate this to our pasuk? For El Ha'ish Hazeh is here Shloim HaMelech Olav Hashalom. For Omar, Al Timna Toiv Mi Ba'olav, B'yois La'el Yod Cholasis Kloimar, Al Timna HaToiv HaShayetiv Hashem Imom, Ba'ad Tzidkosom. Ki B'mini Oscho Shalo Yitnu, if you're in a position to prevent them from giving, Atomineas HaToiv Mehem Ba'avu HaYois B'yod Cholasis HaTztoko HaTzvicho L'cholo Aniyim. He says, even if the person takes out of his own pocket and gives to all the aniyim, and thereby does not allow anyone else to give, that's an al timna toiv mibalov. You have to allow people to share in the mitzvah tzedakah. You have to allow people also to be mekayim the mitzvah. Apropos to this, I wanted to mention something also related to Parshas Mishpat, and that is the one of the most harsh and astonishing arguments of Rabbi Yeruchim, the Mir Mashgiach, Zechayna Levrocha, L'chayo Elam Abba. On the Pasuk, the Sachas Raglov K'maisa Livna Sasapir, which Chazal say, and Rashi mentions it on the spot, that you have to have a physical reminder sometimes, a tangible reminder of the Tzoris of Klal Yisrael, even when you're the Eibishter. The Eibishter who said, I heard the Tza'akas B'nei Yisrael in Mitzrayim, that Mitzrayim Avidim Oysam, for Eskar is Brisi, he needs a brick to remind him during the Maisa of the Shibud Mitzrayim. He needs a brick to remind him when he himself is the Yodea for aid to all of the pain and suffering. So Rabbi Yeruchim said, it's not for the Ribon Shlolem, it's to teach us. He says a person comes into a chasana and he sees the whole pe'er, the beautiful kala dressed in her regalia, and the music is playing and everybody is in a festive mood, and there are hundreds and hundreds of people in a magnificent hall, and he is Nebuch in need of 10 shidduchim, and nothing is happening, and his eldest child is already 35, 40 years old, when Aves Nishvos V'Zayin, and he goes over to the Mechutin, his friend, who invited him, and he says, Mein Teirer Mechutin, Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov. Says Reb Yeruchim in his heart, he says, I wish you didn't have a mazel tov. You hear a lashon like that? The tchunas hanefesh of a person, we think jealousy means a fadarban kind of personality, that the person sees a fellow who has a beautiful house somewhere, and it bothers him even though it has nothing to do with it. It could be a best friend. There's something about not being able to be soivel your own agmas nefesh and your own tzar, that you simply cannot tolerate the other person's hatzlocha. Even if somebody will ask you, is he deserving of the hatzlocha? You say, of course. Does it help you that he doesn't have hatzlocha? Is it going to give you the shidduchim? Is it going to give you the panosa? Is it going to give you whatever it is that you need? The gesund? Of course not. So what's the problem? Der Teretz is, ich kann das nicht leiden. There's something about us. It doesn't have to be identified as a Verdorbenkeit. It's not a Rishus. It's just a Metzius of who we are. So he says, you need a Pa'ula. When you get involved in the dancing, and you start joining the circle, and you get excited, all of a sudden you feel a little bit unburdened with that Tzar and that Agnes Nefesh. It's an amazing thing. The Ribbono Shalom has a symbol. He needs that Livnas HaSapir to remind. Pele Ploy. That is the inyan of this Medrash Shmuel, the Sachas Raglov, that sometimes we can be b'neya a person even from doing a good deed, because we don't want him to have that Hatzlach. Pele Dikazach. So that's another pshat in Al Timna Toiv Mibolov. Now there's another pshat even beyond that. The Pele Yoyetz. Take a look what he says. Yesh dvarim sha'meniyo hi toivo ad miyoid. Kegoyim b'chol dovah sheyesh lochush echad mini elef. Sheyesh tzad nidnud aveira. V'lo yesh mitzvah brura. Shev al tasa odif. He says sometimes he's talking about meniyo. Meniyo means to stop short, to withhold, to be passive, not to let something happen. He says sometimes that's a good mitzvah. If you think about doing something and there's a possibility that there's a shtikl aveira at the end of it, and there is no mitzvah, then of course it's best to remain passive and not to do it. Sheiv al tazadif. V'chein b'mokam sheyesh lochush, shemayachbid al chaveiro bidvorov, o b'yeshivoso etzlo, l'meichash boy afil achshosh v'choyka, v'yekayim mikro shekosuv, hoikar raglucha mibeis reyecha. V'lozet zorich daz godol. You know the famous Maisa with the Briska Rav, they say that somebody came to him and overstayed his welcome because the Briska Rav was sick and he was being Mavaka Choyla. So the Briska Rav said to him, find yourself another Chepsa Shal Mitzvah. More or less, that's find yourself another Chepsa Shal Mitzvah. I don't have to be your Chepsa Shal Mitzvah. But there are a lot of times the Halacha says Beferish, that under certain circumstances, Choyle Meayim and other Inyonim, obviously, you're not supposed to go to the Choyla, to be Mavaka the Choyla, because it's not the right time, it's not the right, and he's very uncomfortable, and he's embarrassed, and so on and so forth. And b'chulu, b'chulu. A lot of times, a person imposes himself, that's the whole union of a Sa'uda, that's not sufficient even for the family, you're not supposed to join that Sa'uda. Sa'uda she'ena maspekas l'ba'alela. So those are examples that he's talking about. And then, b'lazet zarech das godol van hoga gedoyla. Kilufamim, Mashanira lo sheyera v'yavusam l'chaveiro who quotes machiv. You have no idea sometimes how somebody wants to say something nice, and it turns out to be the exact opposite. And that requires, as he says, das. And das, Rabbi Sai, is a very rare commodity. So he says sometimes what you say is a quotes machiv. The im. I can't wait till you get out of here. Right. He says, if you have a friend, he shouldn't get overfed with your presence. Better he should miss you a little bit. And feel that, you know, you didn't stay long enough, than that you overstayed your welcome. Vafilum b'mili didrosha, he writes, Yehei Mekatzer. The emphasis is, I never really wanted to read this to you, but Yehei Mekatzer, but it's, but what can I do? Yehei Mekatzer v'oyla. V'yoyse toiv sheyoymru kama katzran uzeh. It's better that you should say to about a person how brief he is, how pithy are his words, places where he gives Musar, he writes. He says, a lot of times, Yahak Musar and Yahak Musar, and the people are frustrated from you, and they're upset from you, and they don't listen anyhow. Better tell them a nice vertel, a nice kishmak, a nice shahoya. That's what he writes. Shayimna atzmi milidrash divrei musar. Yarak yidrash mili da'agadata. Shemayshchem libay shal adam. V'chol kayotze bazeh. Ve'elu dvarim shein lem shir. I'm going to tell you each case. I can't tell you all the examples because there's no limit to them. But yishma chokham v'yaisif lekach. V'yichal kudvar v'mishpat v'yev as Hashemah ba'ayfin shim tzachin. V'seichal toiv v'ein ilakim v'adam. Says the bottom line is that you have to make people happy with you, and they should like you, and they should await you, and they should want your presence, etc., etc. But then he writes, "The yesh menia ra ad miyoid." He says he's talking about withholding. Some withholding is good, very good, but there's some withholding which is terrible. Dichsiv al derech dichsiv al timna toiv mi ba'olav biyos la'el yadochal asais. Ksiv, my neya bar yikvu la oim. Say ulamad mashamru abes aftinus abes garmu. Right? Hugrus ben Levi. These were the ones that did not want to teach their skills when they were able to do things in the Beis Hamikdash to preserve their monopoly. Al shalirotsu lalamid maisa lechem aponim, umaisa haktoiris, uksivas dalit oisios havaya. Right, bebas achas. Right, they wrote it with one hand. They somehow manipulated their hands in such a way with four pens that they were able to write the Shem Hashem bebas achas. Murazal shaleim nema v'shem rishoyim yirkov to samir saris enish. V'armu gam ken shekol she'efshalo levakish rachmim al chaveray ve'ene mevakish nikra chayte. By the way. And it's not because I want to give Musar, and in any case, many of you anyhow don't daven specifically by us in Shul. I just point out something that Baruch Hashem, we don't have that problem, but there are many Shuls that have this problem. The Gabbai has either a list for Misha Beirachs, or people come to him, or both. And during that time, what does the Olam do? They talk. So some people talk, some people, the best of them, as it were, learn, or they talk in learning. So you'd say to yourself, Nu is vos. So I'll tell you what it is. This is a meiridike pegam in the Misha Beirach itself. And I'll explain to you why. One of the Sfarim explains the inyan of Tfila for Chayla in the following manner. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees the pain that incidentally is caused, which is outside of the person himself who's supposed to be sick, then it comes out that these consequences, which were not intended as it were, change the picture. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Eibazoi, I'll heal him. Because there's no reason that you should suffer. So this is, what do they call that when you have these side consequences?
Collateral damage.
HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, collateral damage? Does daf minished. So he's merapid the chayla. By medvarim amurim, if he sees that people care enough, that's gate in the kishke sarayim. Ad dichducha shal nefesh. When you say a misha beirach, I sometimes see a person makes a misha beirach for his own chayla. And when he's finished, he goes to talk to his friends. So what is that? There's only one chayla in the world. And because you're related to that person, that's why it matters. The other chayla doesn't matter to you at all. So why should your chayla matter to anybody else? What's your cheshbon over here? So the emison is that the most, I think, the highlight of concentration, if you'd ask me, is dafka by the Misha Beirach. Maybe more than Kriya Satayra itself. There's a halacha you have to listen to every word. But here there's a halacha that you have to be mishtatif to every word. To be mishtatef, to answer that amen, as when you say Shabbos imilizik, it's a litzanus, because who's crying? Who has havaminus of crying? I'm stam talking. This person, that person, it's like reading a shopping list. Three cucumbers, four celeries, and 12 carrots. So Chaim ben Yankiv, ben Rachel, Yossel ben Leah, and so it's mamish like carrots and cucumbers and zucchini. So that's what he's talking about. He says that there's certain times that Poshut Kol She'evshul Levakish Rachim Machaveh Veinu Mavakish Nikra Chayte Eila Zois Hashem will reward the person from him, because he wasn't moneya toy from others. I have to tell you something. Person is asked to read a shidduch. Now, there's two kinds of asking to read a shidduch. But I have a person that I want to contact. I can't call him myself. I need the shidduch. It's for my son or for my daughter. So I call up my friend. Call up my friend. I say, do me a favor. You know this person. Call him up, and I can't toot my own horn. I can't tell the milus of my children. You call up. Person says, okay. He's busy. He's tired. He has his own inyonim. But he said, okay. He calls up. Baruch Hashem, the line is busy. And that's it.
He called.
But snapshot. Yeah, he called. He was yaitze. That's what he says to himself. Baruch Hashem, the line is busy. Why does he say that? It's hard to read a shidduch. The other person starts fadraying you a cup, and he says, I'll think about it, I'll see, maybe yes, maybe no. And then what happens if he says, okay, mask him. Ooh, wonderful. I'm calling back. Calls back the person. Person said he was masking. Ooh, that's gefaldic. Did you set a time for the date? Not yet. So find out when. By us, any time is good. Calls back. He says, you know, we just found out something. We changed our minds. We're not interested. So, I don't know if there's such a thing called a little ritzicha. Is there a little ritzicha? Or every ritzicha is a ritzicha? So what's with the shadchan now? He has to call up his best friend and say that they changed their mind. So he's happy that they didn't answer the phone, that it was busy. And you know how many... V'chulei. The shidduch is gevaldik, and they read the shidduch, and the shidduch was clenched. Gevaldik, no? By the way, we need you to discuss money. No, we're talking about the support money. We need you to discuss support. Do you understand why a person who is involved in shidduchim should be hesitant? Especially somebody who's been in that driver's seat before. How's it shaykh not to? Zuchmamish the grest the chesed that you could do for a person. It's hard, it's complicated, it's time consuming, it's frustrating, it's annoying, it's depressing, you're not going to get the hakara satoiv. I remember a certain Rosh Hashiva read a shidduch to a Talmud of his. So the Talmud, and the shidduch was matzliach, and it's a great shidduch. And the Talmud's getting married, and he's full of hakara satoiv. He's full of hakara satoiv. He buys his Rebbe a ceramic for $20. Shadchanus. So this particular Rebbe was a no-nonsense person, and he felt an obligation that he's mechuyev to teach, not because he needed the money. Whether he needed it or not, it wasn't because he wanted the money. But he came back to him and says, that's not shadchanus. And he gave it back to him. But lemaisa, you think that every shidduch, the shadchanim, they get big bucks? And they could be talking hours and hours. But what about all those cases which never happened? Because in the end it didn't work out. It doesn't have to work out. What about all of that? Then the shadchan gets nothing. Except maybe from time to time a yashikayach, and from time to time, you know, if he really would have been a good shadchan, maybe the shidduch would have happened. You know, after all of that work, there's not only not hakara satayv, but there's a taina, there's a tviya. Sometimes spoken and sometimes not even spoken. So a person says to himself, "Mali ulitzar azois." The Teretz says, "Al timna toiv mebalav kol sheyesh bekoychacha lasois." I say, "Yesh la'el yodcha." You know where that lashon yesh la'el yodi? Lavan. I always thought that this is a meridika gzeira shava, if you will, because if you want to know what it means, a desire to accomplish something. Zlavan says, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't stop me, I would tear you to shreds. And we make this point every Pesach night when we say the Haggadah. V'lavan b'kesh la'akaris hakol. That's li'esh la'el yodi. So if yesh la'el yodcha, you have to know that you have tremendous capacities. And you're not supposed to fall short because really it's laziness and really it's fear or anxiety or whatever it is. Yesh b'koychacha la'asay sasay. So this is a meiridik azach. Anything, And there are countless opportunities that present themselves where the person simply never took the next step and actually got it done. We have this idea that there are askonim. There are askonim. And the askonim do things. They take care of things. A lot of times all you have to do is make a call. All you have to do is sign on the bottom line. All you have to do is write out a little check. And it's that last moment, it just doesn't let you do it. There's a certain sutton inside of a person that's a preventive sutton. It's a special sutton. Just not to get out of your inertia is a meiridik ezach. It requires koiches hanefesh, believe it or not. And that's what Altimna Toiv Mibalov is. So in all of this context, I wanted to mention to you another level of Altimna Toiv Mibalov. And I wanted to show you that it has consequences even in halacha. The Gemara in Baba Kama says that Shlomo HaMelech made a takana, that when a farmer is finished with his farming, and it's Yemos HaChama after the harvest. Now you know that now the field is useless to him, because all that he needed to do he did, and he is not ready to start all over again. So at this moment, the field is garnished. There's nothing happening there. Also, trampling on the field, walking all over the field, will in no way damage the field. So Shlomo HaMelech made a takona that Oivrei Drachim should be permitted to cross over and use somebody's field as a shortcut to go from place to place, so that they don't have to go all the way around. Says the Gemara that Pe'alef Amidbeis in Baba Kama, Bishvilei HaRishus Shlomo Amra, Shlomo HaMelech made this takana. Kedesanya, Harei Shekolu Pe'roisav Min HaSodeh. Right? A person no longer needs his sodeh at that moment, for that week or month or whatever it is. But he doesn't let them go in anyhow. You know why not? Because I have a field, and I'm going to prove to you that it's my field, and that I own the field, and I'm going to be a balabas. Mahabriyos oimos, if he's not maniach bnei odom likones b'toich sadeyu, mahabriyos oimos olav, mahano yesh leplaini. What kind of hano does he have out of this, that he doesn't let us, what is he benefiting from the field? The field is useless to him. And what are the people doing damage to him? There's no problem. They could walk all over the field and they will do no damage whatsoever. All of Hakosuv Aimer, Miyois Toiv Al Tikri Ra. This is an astonishing Gemara. You know why? Because there's no such pasuk. And the Gemara asks that question right away. You hear what they're saying? If you can be good, why do you have to be evil? Why do you have to be a bad person if you can be a good person? Why do you have to be a nasty person if you can be a kind person? Miyois Toiv Al Tikri Ra. Why do people call you, not a nice person? He's a nasty, nasty, mean critter. So the Gemara asks, Umiksiv Miyois Toiv Al Tikri Ra. Is there then such a pasuk anywhere? Zok the Gemara, in Ksiv Ki Hai Gavna Al Timna Toiv Mi Ba'olav Biyois Leil Yodecha. In other words, the Gemara says, yeah, there is such a pasuk. It's in Mishlei Perek Gimel. And this is the pasuk. If you can, why do you withhold the good that you can do to somebody else? It's what we call in Yiddish, Megeit mit den rechten Hand in linken Eye. It means like this. There's a pasuk in Mishlei. You're embarrassed from the pasuk. You're afraid to say the pasuk. You have problems with this pasuk. It's a beautiful pasuk. It's a powerful pasuk. So why did this? Listen, the Gemara says, if the person is not going to allow them to walk through his fields, when it's like Midas Zayim, there's no benefit to you whatsoever to keeping them out. And for them, it's a tremendous benefit because they have the shortcut. So why should you not want to do it? And they should have immediately quoted which pasuk?
Mishlei.
The pasuk in Mishlei. Instead, they say Olav Hakosuv Aimer when there's no such kosuv.
Paraphrase.
It's more than a paraphrase. That's what I want to say, because you see, the pshat is that it's not just an alternative to the Pasuk in Mishlei. It's a taich. It's a pirush rashi of the Pasuk in Mishlei. It raises the stakes. You know why? Because they identify the person who is Meinei HaTayiv as an Odom Ra. That's what they're saying. In other words, it isn't just the passive aspect of it. Do a Mensha Toiva. What's wrong? What's the problem? No. If you don't do it, Miyois Toiv Al Tikri Ra. That's what they were moisiv to the Havon of this Pasuk. So they said, Avad, it's based on this Pasuk. There is no other Pasuk. But we're teaching the Pasuk. You become a Rachas V'Sholem. So the Gemara, the Meiri says as follows. Shloime tikin lam liyisrael shayu bnei odom rashoyim lahalich b'shvil hasodois ha'asuyos lekatzeres aderech, to make it a shortcut. Af mishenizru ad sheterid revia shnia. He says, not from the time that after the harvest, he says earlier, because it has to be in the summertime, and this not in the wintertime. B'chulu, b'koma kaim kaidim zriya, ein zet zarech tnai. He says, my example that I gave you is mutar l'choladeyos. You don't need a takana shlom ha-melech. Because the people are so not interested in those fields anymore, that because they're not doing anything. In other words, he's saying, gvaldik hazach. When I've finished with the field, until I start with my field again, I forget about my field. So what happens there is irrelevant to me. But if I planted, granted that right now you don't see a thing. Why? Because you know, you put the seed in the ground, you cover it over, and gemarnu. And then you have to wait. And later it starts to sprout out of the ground, slowly but surely it becomes a plant, it becomes the wheat, and then you harvest it. During the time that it's in the ground covered over, you can also cross without any damage. But it's his field. Because he planted his tefuah there, and he's thinking about it all day long. When it's already harvested, he doesn't care. You're not thinking. But even though you're thinking, what does it bother you that somebody walks across? That was the takon of Shlomo HaMelech, that even when it's in the middle of the process, and you're not naturally mafkir, you are obligated to give them that right. Because of altim na toiv mibolov, mi yois toiv al tikri ra. So he says, mikoyach ha-takona she'atzman zeh ein drisas ha-regel kosher lohem. He says, when it reaches the time of the rains, then by trampling on the field, you could damage the crop that's in the ground. But while it's still dry and hard, there's no problem. So Mishon ve'elach hazroim yoitzim v'tzaymchim u'drisas haregel kosher lahem. Once it starts to rain, you can damage the crop. Mikol makom b'makom shutiv ani afim sheyreid atal kosher loy haregel u'mishenizra asur. He says it depends on the circumstances, but in those places and in those environments and circumstances where he's definitely not going to damage the field by walking through, the owner of the field has no right to say, stay out of my property. Lomadita, shekol she'ein hezek la'odam boy. If you're not going to lose out, it's your property, but you're not going to lose out, and you can do a taiva. V'yesh hanor la'cherim, ro'i lo'i shaloi limnaya. It's appropriate that he should allow them to go through. V'hu she'amru, Haresha kolu peirosav min hasada, ve'enoi maniach bnei adam likonis l'toich hasada, ma abriyos oimris olav, ma anoi yesh l'ploini, u'ma abriyos mazikos oisai, olav akosav oimer, al timna toiv mibolav, b'yos leil yod chalasais. V'amu rabosenu, miyos toiv, al tikre ra. A lot of times a person goes off to Florida for the winter. He has a whole apartment, a whole house, completely empty. Somebody calls up a neighbor and says, I'm making a simcha sheva brachas. I need my parents to be able to be right next to me because they can hardly walk. They're not able to walk very far. And it's inclement weather and whatever. So you say to yourself, I don't know, they may walk on my carpet and mess up the carpet and damage the house. Okay? If that's a genuine fear, might not be an ideal person, but that's not what we're talking about. But a lot of people say no because they like to say no. They don't want any. That's my house. That's my house. What do you mean? I mean, I don't understand you. You want to go into my house?
It's my bed.
My bed, right. You want to lie in. They're going to do the laundry for you. They'll bring their own linen. They'll sleep under the bed. It's my house. That's how Timnat Tov Mipolov. And I think that part of it goes back to what we said at the beginning of this year. There is really no such thing as yours. Divrei Torah is not yours. Tzedakah is not yours. And your house is also not yours. It's yours actually to the extent that you can use it for good things. That's really when it's yours. And if a person starts with that hasaga, then the house is always available. But there are so many people that when it comes to something like that, it's almost irrational. No. The first thing that comes out of a person's mouth is no. Then you'll ask the person, why not? I don't know. I don't know why not. And especially since, as in many inyanim of halacha, various halachas point out, reciprocity. Goimlim. Wouldn't you want that if you were in the same circumstance and you needed a place for your parents, that somebody else should provide their house? Yeah, but that doesn't bother me. Using somebody else's house is not my house. It doesn't bother me. But this is my house. You understand? So that's what it is. So the consequences of this Al Timna Toiv, take a look. What I told you, that the reason the Chachamim made up a pasuk, so to speak, is not just to allude, but to teach up, to interpret the Al Timna Toiv Mibolov, that he's called Ra. Look at the Sheet of Kubetzis. Al Timna Toiv Mibolov. Al Timna Toiv Mibolov. V'chol Hamonei Toiv. Bizman She'ein Lo Yehepseid. Nikra Ra. What's he trying to say? That's what exactly it says. Miyos Toiv Al Tikra Ra. He says that's the pshat of what the Chachamim were doing with this pasuk. They touched up the pasuk by giving you a slogan, because the slogan says it all in a very harsh way. You should know, you're not beseder. You're not beseder. No, you're ra. Who wants to be ra? I don't want to be ra. Atim na toiv mibolov. No, you're a ra. That's a meyer dikazach.